Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:35. Mayor Copeland, how are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I am great. It's a beautiful, cool day this morning.
Hey, how's that nice drive there on Hillcrest?
I hear it's open. It's a busy place today. But I will tell you, the traffic on the other streets is a little bit lighter. It's a good thing.
Folks were getting tired of taking Silver Lake. That wasn't their usual route.
No, it created a lot of discontent and discombobulation, I guess you'd say. But they did a great job. Brent Bell Construction and the city staff, it's ahead of schedule, so we've had less disruption than we might have had. And when you look at the finished product, and it is not completely finished, mm-hmm. there's still things to be done, but it is amazing, especially for everyone that remembers the old road.
Yeah.
This is amazing. It's a great new addition to the city, and people will, I hope, quickly forget the disruption of several weeks and just enjoy the road.
Remember one thing. It's nice new pavement, but there is a speed limit.
That's a good point. The speed limit during construction is 30 miles per hour.
Yep.
And there's still workers out there. There's still equipment moving around. And it's such a wonderful road that it would be very tempting to just go ahead and maybe open things up a little bit and just fly. Don't do that.
No.
The city does not need you to contribute to any city funds, particularly the municipal court. Enjoy it at 30 miles an hour, and it really will be a great thing. Later, the speed limit will be posted up to its normal, but as long as there's workers and equipment there, they want to keep it safe for everyone.
And remember, you can always visit Judge Jensis anytime you want. You just don't have to pay to see him. You know?
That's true. He will visit with you for free. You're exactly right, Tom.
Now, something that came up as a workshop last night, and it's something that, Bartlesville is kind of unique in this way. We're not playing with everybody else yet.
No. Years ago, when I first came on the council, one of the first things that I became involved with at that time, we call it use tax in Oklahoma. They called it marketplace fairness. Some people call it an internet tax. It is not a tax on the internet. But if you go way back 20, 30 years ago, most remote sales is the technical term, was perhaps by businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it typically, even today, is buying things that you can't find locally.
Mm-hmm.
I use the example of a 12-inch stainless steel fishing leader. You might not find that in a local shop.
Mm-hmm.
So online has definite advantages. The problem is that they have not historically collected or remitted sales tax. And the pandemic, particularly, just really ramped that whole practice up. As people were home more, the internet has continued to improve, and people really got comfortable with shopping online, and that's fine. The difference is that we really encourage our local merchants to grow and prosper, contribute to the community, and they do a great job. They also collect sales tax, which is how we fix streets like Hillcrest and others, and trash and police and fire and all those services that we want. When I buy remotely and don't pay sales tax, and my neighbor buys locally and does pay sales tax, not only do they encourage local business, local employment, but the sales tax pays for those services that I didn't. So that disparity was addressed in 2018 when the Supreme Court basically reversed a 1992 decision, I think it was North Dakota versus Quill, and said that in South Dakota versus Wayfair, that it was proper for out-of-state vendors to remit sales tax, and that made a huge difference. The problem was that communities like Bartlesville have to enact a use tax, which is distinctly separate and different from a sales tax, even though they're essentially the same thing. We have not done that for a number of reasons. Again, as I said, going back, it was primarily a business tax, and former leadership, and I don't disagree, had believed that this was a very good incentive for local business growth. It was very business friendly. That has now changed where everybody, myself, yourself, whoever, does some shopping online. The state had offered you an opportunity on your state tax return each year to contribute your share of use tax, but less than 5% of people did so. So when this all changed, even communities near us have a use tax, and we have not. So we miss out on that revenue. How much is it? as they said last night in the workshop, we don't know since we've never had one, but we can look around at cities like us, whether it was Enid or Ponca City or Muskogee, and see what their experience is. And then we can kind of guess that perhaps $2 to $3.5 million that's being lost. By the way, if you shop online, you are paying use tax, but just the state portion of 4.5%. So everyone is paying some portion of that. We simply are having a discussion about enacting a use tax for Bartlesville at some point in the future that would capture the 3.4% here. Keep things fair. No matter where you buy, choose to buy where you will. But regardless of that, everybody is subject to the same sales tax or use tax. That decision was not made. It was a workshop. If it were made right now, the theory is that this might not take effect for a year or more to give everyone time to be ready for it. But it's interesting, Tom, when you look at this, there's only three cities, I believe, in Oklahoma with populations above 1,500, and you remember we're at, I haven't seen the latest census, but 35,000, give or take. Mm-hmm. We're the largest city in Oklahoma that does not have a use tax, and only three with a population above 1,500 don't have a use tax. So we're definitely in the minority. We feel like it would allow us to continue to improve our services in every area, and so it's something that the council will seriously consider and perhaps take action on in the future.
All right, we're talking with Mayor Dale Copeland. Boards and commissions and committees and authorities and openings, oh my!
We always like to touch on this. It is one of the ways to get involved with your community, to learn more, and to have a voice. And we have over 25 of these groups that over 250 of our local citizens belong to. And they do a lot of the work getting ready, whether it's speed limits or stop signs, street improvements, parks, community center, Bartlesville Development Authority, golf course, the list goes on. Right now there are openings on street and traffic, the Ambulance Commission, Construction and Fire Codes Appeals Board, and the White Rose Cemetery Board. You can go to cityofbartlesville.org. You can download an app, complete it, turn it back in electronically. You can always stop in City Hall, second floor, City Manager's office downtown, pick up an app, turn one in, visit with Elaine Baines there in the office to answer questions. She's really good to work with. But to be involved, there's other groups. Let's say perhaps that you wanted to be on the golf course committee. Well, there's not an opening right now, but you can go ahead and submit an application, and then when there is an opening, your application would be there for consideration. I know each of these groups looks for certain skill sets. It might be that if we have 7 or 8 people on this, we'd like to have somebody with more financial background, more services background, more community involvement with different nonprofits. It just depends on the nature of that group, but you want a good cross-section of folks to get the best results. I will tell you, Tom, it's a great thing for the city council to have these people coming and saying, you know, we looked at this, we discussed it, and these are some ideas we had, these are recommendations. It really makes our job a lot easier, and I encourage people to get involved.
Well, we got some good news as far as tax is concerned. It looks like things are looking up.
Yeah, never turn down good news. For a variety of reasons that we've speculated, perhaps incentive, stimulus money that has come into people's possession. People are staying home more. They're shopping locally more, which we strongly encourage. But sales taxes were up, let's see, July 8%, August 10.3%, and September was a really great month, 14.7%. And truthfully, Tom, we're just now getting ready to go into the typical retail season, looking mm-hmm. at Thanksgiving, Christmas, and those times. So it's a good thing for Bartlesville. It means that we had budgeted, and we always budget conservatively, but we had budgeted conservatively, and then when our revenues come in under, we're not hurt. But when they come in over, it's just a real bonus, and then if we do have some lean months, we're still in good shape.
Well, having those movie crews in our hotels and in our restaurants, boy, were they in our restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't hurt.
No. And there's more than just the big movie. There's some other smaller groups that I've heard of, but certainly having that many people, I drove by Friday afternoon. The Siemens building parking lot was chock full.
Yeah.
And at least one person was in each of those vehicles. So it has been a tremendous boom for the economy, but I think it also has really exposed our community. And I've heard so many good things. Talked to a fellow yesterday that had moved here from out of state. Talked to someone last week that had moved here from another state. 3 or 4 weeks ago, talked to someone who moved here from another state. And that's really getting to be a common thing.
My mom just moved here from northern Indiana just 2 weeks ago.
Welcome, Mom.
Yep. She's loving it. She's, well, she says it sure is a lot different. People down here say, hi, how you doing? And they mean it.
Yeah. I think once people get here, everybody has notions of what somewhere else is like. And then they get there and find out that, no, it's a great place in Bartlesville for sure.
Yeah, she really likes it here.
Good.
And now I understand that we've been working on the community center here and there, and sometimes bigger pieces and sometimes smaller pieces. How we doing?
We started about 7 years ago with a CIP tax, sales tax fund to first replace the roof. The roof is, you know, 40 years old. It was built in the early 80s, and roofs have a certain life, and it was leaking and causing problems inside, and it was important. We did that, about $500,000. Right now, as you drive by, the drive is torn up, but that concrete had begun to fail, and so they'll put in new concrete. But the one that has caused me some concern is the seating in the auditorium was also 40 years old.
Oh, yeah.
They found that the seats were better, at least as good as, and probably better than new seats you would buy. So the decision was made to have a company go in and refurbish, repair, repowder coat, reupholster, and get those back in great shape. So the plan was to take out, give or take half, get those done and back in September in time for our fall season, and then take the other half out and do the same. Mm-hmm. So it's a great plan. Unfortunately, pandemic-related issues, chips for cars, everything can be in short supply. You go to look for screws and bolts, and you can't find some things.
Yeah, very true.
The same thing has happened with our refurbishment, and so that is running behind. City is working with the vendor to try and find solutions so that the fall season at the community center is not impacted. They're going to continue to have a fall season. It's just going to be special, a little different than we might have planned.
9/11, I saw you there at the ceremony, and I got to tell you, the Lowe Family Young Scholars, wow, they really put on a top-notch ceremony.
We're talking about what a great place Bartlesville is, and that was just a tremendous example of that. They put together an event at Unity Square there by the Community Center and Price Tower. Turnout, Lieutenant Governor Pinnell was there, Senator Daniels, Representatives Strom and Stearman, Fire Department, Police Departments, just first responders. A scout troop was there to do a flag retirement ceremony. A lot of folks turned out. It was a beautiful day, number one, which never hurts. A light breeze, so the flags were flying and furling and just looking really good. Good speakers, and it, as you said, Tom, was just really well put together and executed. I enjoyed the opportunity to be there. It just spoke volumes about our community, and that we never want to forget 911 and the people that sacrificed in that. Hard to believe it's been 20 years.
Oh, gosh, it seems like yesterday. Recycling, where are we standing there since that processing center had
not where
problem.
We want to be.
Not where we
Our local drop-off, we do not recycle. I always stress that. But our local drop-off is still closed because we have nowhere to take it.
Yeah.
The Tulsa Center is very slow. We hope that, but I've been hoping now for several months, that is getting closer to being open again. We have talked with a group out of California, Replenish, that has, they act as a facilitator, basically connecting people who have recyclables with people who need them. It's a tricky thing, as I've told you before, contamination. They want clean cardboard. They want clean plastic of a certain type. And we tend to be what's called just single use. We want to throw everything in a bucket and have somebody else take care of it. And that tends to be difficult, particularly if it's dirty.
Yeah.
But we're continuing to work on it. We just don't have a good solution. There are some private providers doing that, I understand. Recyclops, I think, is one that I've heard of. But we'll continue to work on it, hopefully get this turned around sooner than later.
Who's tearing up the bathrooms at the parks?
Boy, I wish I knew who was tearing those up. They have stainless steel hardware.
Yeah.
But there's something, I don't know why anyone would think it was a good idea to build a fire, but they did. And the ones at Daniels Fields there by Lee Lake have had to be locked up until we can get them repaired. It hurts everyone. Not only is there the financial cost, which we say, well, the city pays for it. Well, the city pays for it with yours and my tax dollars that could have been better used for something else. There were nice facilities. Lee Lake, Johnstone Park had damage. All of our parks get a lot of use, and that's what they're intended for. But then when somebody decides it would be, I don't know if they think it's fun. It's not, but they go in and destroy, tear things off the walls, or in this case, set fires. It really hurts everyone.
Lots of construction in and around U.S. 75, mm-hmm. restaurants popping up like mushrooms.
It started off with the water line replacement,
24-inch
line, replacing lines that are many, many years old,
mm-hmm.
and those lines feed a great part of East Bartlesville, including the famous hot, warm, cold tanks, and that is getting mm-hmm. closer to wrapping up. The disruption in the streets and things seems to have largely dissipated,
mm-hmm.
but then you look in front of, I still call it the old Kmart building.
So do I.
just south of the CVS Pharmacy, Bricktown Brewery. They've begun construction of that facility.
Mm-hmm.
It got put on hold for a while, but they're up and going. You go just east across Highway 75, Washington Boulevard, behind or east of the Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
There's more construction going there. People that lived here for a while might remember when that was a restaurant. Mm-hmm. There was a fire, and it just sat empty. I believe that's a Slotsky's, I was told.
Yeah.
And then back west of that, just south of the hospital, where one of the Phillips stations that was closed, they're doing concrete work I saw the other day. I believe that's a
Tropical Smoothie?
Tropical Smoothies. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. Luigi's down the highway by one of the banks across from the adult center, 55 plus center. Is really starting to shape up.
Oh, it looks good.
Yeah, it's going to be a neat facility, have space for some others to come in with them. So just a lot of neat things happening around town.
And one last thing before we go here, we got the fall pickup for your leaves and stuff.
It's a little early, but I tell you, this weather this morning, and Tom, did I hear on your radio station tomorrow morning they're predicting what?
49.
Oh, good. Good number, four. it will not be long before the leaves begin to fall, and we think about raking and cleaning up. Now is the time to begin to plan. December 6th through the 10th, your regular day, if you're a Monday, a Tuesday, a Thursday, a Friday, you can put out bags of yard debris, stress yard debris, grass, leaves, sticks, and things.
Mm-hmm.
Do not need tags on those bags. They do not need to be certain bags. You can bundle sticks and limbs that are no more than 50 pounds, no more than 4 feet long, and then on your normal day, you will put those at the curb. Do not put them on your containers. Do not put them around your containers. The trucks have to be able to work, but you put them out somewhere in that same vicinity, and they will get picked up, usually by a different truck.
Yes. Don't get fooled.
People,
don't sit there and go, hey!
People call. They missed. They missed. Yeah. They left my stuff. Well, another truck will be by. But this is a great way, as people are looking at cleaning up the collection of yard debris that the city provides twice a year mm-hmm. at no charge to the citizens. So now is the time to mark your calendars, December 6th through the 10th.
All right. Mayor Copeland, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
All righty. Thanks.